Hey there, Patriots. I hope you are having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World, and we're going to do number 16 of the study guide for the book End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace. You might notice that my gang, my team Melly, is not here with me today. So let me tell you what happened. Somehow, I'm not going to go into all the details, but we did the video and somehow I think I accidentally deleted it. And I love them so much, but I can't even bear to ask them to do all this again. My least favorite thing to do on the entire earth is to do work twice. So I certainly don't want to ask them to do it. And I know they would because they're so wonderful. They would do it, but I can't even ask them. So anyway, we're going to do it, you and me. We're going to do it together. And I think that you guys have heard me explain these things so many times before. We can do it together, you and me. And so I just... I love my team Melly so much, and just and we'll be together on the next one, and maybe one day it will reappear, but until then we're going to just do this one together, you and me. Now, first of all, if you're new here, this is my site. Let me just go over here to my website, freedomforce.live, and I have been working on decoding the book of Revelation. The Lord helped me. We look at how this is biblical, and this is what we do. We look at all these current events in the light of God's word. And so I've written these books on end time. So what our goal is here, if you're new, and most of you who are watching this are probably have been with me for a long, long time. Let me try to get this situated that and go on. We are working on the decoding. We're actually studying the decode of the book of Revelation. A lot of people think that this must be end times, and this must be they want to understand the book of Revelation, and the Lord has helped us to piece this together. And so our goal is to make sure that we got understand it backwards and forwards, because very soon people are going to be asking us, what is this? What is the truth about end times? And I want you guys to be ready. We're the first ones to know. The wonderful truth is it's end times for them. End times for the criminal cabal, beast, and we're going to talk about that today, the beast, and a thousand years of peace for us. That's the wonderful truth. Anyway, so if you haven't read the book, go ahead and check it out. It's on Amazon. I'll show you where that is. You can also listen to the audiobook so you can hear it, how it's in my head. It's right there. I have all three of the books on that decode, really, the wonderful truth about end times. Yeah, I didn't even intend to write all these books, but they're just, it's like this information is so important that people understand, because we've been misled. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So we're going to talk about that. These beasts have misled us. Yeah, that's what's happened. Okay, here they are over on Amazon for $2.99. I keep being in the way. End times and a thousand years of peace. End times, this is biblical. And end times, major clues from minor prophets. So let's get started. Here is study guide number 16. It's called The Hideous Beasts, and it's on chapters 14 and 15 in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. So grab your book, and so you can follow along, and you can, in the study guide, you'll be able to fill out all of the answers and maybe get together in a small group study and do it together. And if you need to, that's what these videos are for, is so you can follow along. All right, and if you have any questions, and hopefully these videos will answer them for you. So it's also from chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. So let's go. First of all, verse 1 of chapter 13, it says, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Gross, right? Disgusting. What is this creature that is so evil? Well, obviously, the book of Revelation is chock full of symbolism. What is this symbolism about? Even obviously, this is a very evil, evil beast. So the description is, it's got these 7 heads, 10 horns, and the horns have crowns on them, and on the heads, the name of blasphemy. So that's, and also the point of the sea, a lot of times, is talking about humanity. They come out of humanity. This is not, yes, they have been infilled with demons, but they are human who have joined in league with the demons. So they're from the sea of humanity. And we already know also that the, when you look at the sea, this is a lot of times talking about how they control us because of the maritime law. Anyway, so this is what they have used to consider us basically cargo. And so they don't consider us to be free men and women that are on the land. We'll get to that here in just a second. Number two, how might this beast from the sea, described in Revelation 13:1, give us a clue about how the New World Order has enslaved humanity? So again, we're talking about they've used this law, this maritime law, to enslave us and to legally put us in a trap that we didn't even realize. They use all this legalese to entrap us and enslave us because they're saying that you are cargo on this vessel. And that's the whole thing about what your social security number is. And we're not going to get all into that. But anyway, let's keep going. Number three, write your thoughts on the symbolism of the seven heads. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The seven heads, I think that a lot of times there's these seven mountains it talks about also, and these mountains are their ways that they control us, that they use to put us like in this matrix. So one is the education, and then one is the entertainment, one is the government, one is the let me see if I can remember all these different ones, the medical and the financial, and just all these different ways that they have used to control humanity. And so each one of them is another, and the religion, it's a one layer upon another, and so that they have us locked down and under their control. And so I really think that's really what the seven heads is talking about right there. And so what about the 10 horns? Well, horns, a lot of times in the Bible, if you think about a rhinoceros has that horn, they use it to attack. And that's the whole point of, you know, every which way they have 10 horns to attack us, from every which direction. And then these crowns, these 10 crowns that they have, on these horns is where they are showing that they are in authority. They're the ones who run everything. And if whether we like it or whether we don't like it, they're the ones who are wearing the crown of authority. And this is what we're seeing today while we're doing this. This is July 22nd. We're hearing, you know, this horrible people going before Congress that basically gives some baloney answer. Right now it's about this the terrible assassination attempt on our wonderful President Trump, and they make this pretense that they are in authority and we really don't have any rights to question them or anything. They're the ones who wear the crown, and you like it or you don't like it, they're going to continue in authority. It's been very frustrating, but it's also been very revealing. We're all waking up to this fact that these people are wrong, in wrongful positions of authority. And the good news is, back to the wonderful news about end times, is the end times for their rule over us, and that we're going to have righteous people put in their places. How about that? How about patriots running everything? Okay, verse 2 of chapter 13. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger because this is kind of small. The beast that I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like a bear. His mouth is a mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So this is very, very similar to Daniel chapter 7. If you remember Daniel chapter 7, I'll read it for you right here. Daniel 7 verses 3 through 7. Four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it, and thus said unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Verse 6, after this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. And then verse 7, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. You see how similar this is from Daniel chapter 7 to this verse in Revelation 13 verse 2. What in the world? Well, I think, this is just my opinion, and you can, you know, put your own opinion in there if you want to. I think that this is talking about these different evil regimes that have ruled the world, in especially in our day. You know, maybe there's an ancient decode of this, but I think in the modern decode of it is, I think the lion was England. They have ruled with an iron fist, ruling their, using their imperialism all over the world. And so I think that those wings that were plucked out off the lion actually are America, that we are able to stand as a man, and our, and a man's heart was given to it, as in that we're standing on the land as a free man, not under their power and control, which is amazing. And we are these wings of an eagle. I think that the next one, the bear, that very likely could be Russia, how they have done so much to, in the past, not, I don't think currently, but in the past, to devour the earth and to do evil upon the earth. And then what happened after that was the leopard. I think this potentially represents Germany and how Germany was used to rule and to take over and to have this NAZI regime that is ruthless and evil. And then, of course, as we know, it proliferated and was sent out throughout the entire world after World War II and infiltrated the entire world. And I think that's what created this fourth beast, because they use our military in America, they use the financial system in England, they use the religious system in Italy to control humanity through the UN, through the WHO and the CDC and all these ways that they say, we're using this and every nation has to do basically whatever we say, whatever those organizations say, or they're cut off. The amazing thing that's happening now is that a lot of nations are not having it anymore, especially this financial control, which going into the BRICS and all that. So, you know, this is what they've used. These are symbols of their power that they have used over not just a little nation, but over the entire world. And so, yeah, I really think that's what it's about. But here, it's this horrible beast that uses all this power and authority. So it's a conglomeration of the leopard and the beast and the lion and the dragon, gives the dragon, of course, represents Satan, to give them this great power and seat and authority. In other words, they have power and control that everyone just pretty much has to do what they say, or it's curtains for them. That's what's so amazing right now, is that we are being able to defeat them, and we will. This is why clearly they're so upset. Oh, we're not going to have our democracy anymore. They're so afraid that we're going to be able to destroy what they've done. Oh, if President Trump goes into office, then it's going to be the end of our democracy. In other words, end of their control over humanity and what they have, they've used to control humanity. All right, so that's what I really think that this Revelation 13:2 is hearkening back to Daniel 7 about this huge control construct, this, and what we know of as the mafia criminal cabal that has been set up all over the world. Okay, let's go to verse 3. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. How might this have been fulfilled? I think that this was likely after World War II, that you thought surely the whole world coming to bear against them will be able to defeat them. But nope. When you look, you realize that they were able to get away scot-free, and then they proliferated around the entire world. That's just shocking. But it's because they were controlling. We know that now. They control the war. So it was not a true war in the sense of a battle between good and evil. It was the how they were using it to control both sides, really, is what it very much appears that they've done, really, with war after war after war, until now. Right now, I really strongly feel that we are fighting the Battle of Armageddon, truly the battle between good and evil, and all the world, the righteous humanity, is fighting against this evil cabal, and we will win. And it's the first time we've had a real war. But the great thing is, it's not a tactile war. It's not going to become one. We're fighting this digital war on the battlefield of the internet, and we're fighting with truth bullets, right? Isn't that awesome? All right, so let's go on. I think that's really what it was that was so shocking, that they thought no one can ever defeat them. If you have the whole world have a world war, and then they not only are not defeated, but they're actually proliferate, then certainly no one could ever defeat the beast. We know that JFK tried. Right? And President Trump has tried, but they are not being able to stop him or MAGA. It's amazing. Verses 4 and 5. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who was able to make war with him? Trump. Trump and MAGA, right? And God, the Lord, there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given to him to continue 42 months. So what is this about? They feel like they control the world. They run the world with satanic power, and they can blaspheme. They can do anything in the world, and we've seen it, haven't we? We've seen them do just atrocious things, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the all these wars and the continual sending of money for all this devastation, all the lies they promulgate, and they just get away with it over and over and over and over. It could be about, you know, what they're doing to the children. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These blasphemies. Blaspheming is to not only blaspheme God, but blaspheme his creation, that he created us and is expecting us to be treated with respect and just not all this evil happening to humanity. That is a great blasphemy, to do all this evil to humanity. So power was given to him to continue 42 months. Now, if you've watched the other videos, you remember that there's I believe that really what it talks about, 42 months, that's a period of struggle. It's a period of striving. Think of when you're having a baby. It's basically 42 months that you're in labor, and you're going through the birth, preparing for the birth, and going through the birth pangs and all that. I think this whole thing is very picturesque of this labor, that the whole world is laboring. So it's also identical with 3.5 years, and also 1,260 days, and also time times and half a time. Those are all equivalent. And I believe it's also the period of Jupiter doing the loop. If you're not familiar with that, go and check out this portion right here. When you go to freedomforce.live, you scroll down and you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. And you'll see in her womb, there was Jupiter, which is Melchizedek. It entered her womb, was there for 42 weeks, and which is a gestation period. And this was exactly what we're talking about here. This is the loop of Jupiter. So it's a striving, it's a wrestling. Okay, so I think that's really what it's about. So they're given all this power for all this time. Don't think of it as a specific number of days or number of months, but think of it as this period of struggle that humanity is struggling and striving to bring his kingdom to come on earth. That's our whole goal, is to take dominion of this earth. Our whole goal, the Lord Jesus, Lord God told us to do, is to take dominion of the earth. And he is expecting us to have his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right, so that's verses 4 and 5. All right, so let's go to question number 8. Clearly from Revelation 13, 4 and 5, this beast has great power and influence that most don't believe can be overcome, humanly speaking. This beast speaks great blasphemies. What does that indicate? They work with Satan. They're working under the direction of satanic authorities. Now, they don't have the let me see how I can say this. They don't have the eternal understanding that the demons have, but they are used by the demons to perpetrate their evil on the earth. The demons can't touch humanity. They can't touch us physically, so they have to utilize humans to get their job done. And they have infiltrated and indwelt these people and speak through them and work through them to get the evil job done. All right, so this is the power and influence and the blasphemies through these people. Again, number 9, we see a period of 42 months. Compare all the 42 months is used in the scripture. What do you deduce? As I say before, this is about a period of striving, a period of wrestling, and to see this birth of moving from time after time that we're. For example, I'll give you an example. When we fought like crazy to create, America and to be set free, well, we fought and fought and fought and we got it, but of course it has been continually hijacked by those who've infiltrated. So we made ground, but it was the job wasn't completed, right? And then there's another striving, and we make ground, but it's not completed. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. I think that's really what the 42 weeks, the 42 months, the 33 and a half years, those kinds of the symbolism there is indicating. All right, verse 6 of chapter 13, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. All right, we're going to get into another phrase here, this that dwell in heaven. Who is this talking about? Them that dwell in heaven. At first blush, you think, oh, well, it must be people, like my grandmother who's gone to heaven, or your loved ones who've gone to heaven. I don't think that's what it's talking about. Them that dwell in heaven reminds me of this passage in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, and he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You sit in heavenly places in Christ because you've been raised and also being raised into a position of authority. So they're blaspheming those of us who dwell in heavenly places in Christ, that we are raised from this earthly place, that we're not really, quote, earth dwellers, if you think about it. We are heavenly minded. We are heaven dwellers. We dwell with Christ. We don't dwell on the base and the evil things of this earth. We dwell with the Lord in heaven, so to speak. I hope that makes sense. So they are blaspheming his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. It's not so much about cursing people in physical heaven, so to speak, but it's about anyone who is on the heaven side. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So whenever this passage is going to talk a lot about those who dwell in heaven, and I want you to remember that every time, okay? Verse 7, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Okay, first thing, it says he overcomes the saints. It was given power over all of humanity. Compare this verse to Daniel 8, verse 25. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Okay, let me just go back. I'm going to read it actually in the NLT version. Here it is in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. And at the end of their rule, think of the New World Order. At the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king, a master of intrigue, will rise to power. Think of this big beast, this New World Order beast. He'll become, now don't think of a person, think of this network of this criminal network, okay? And the great thing that we're seeing right now is that their network has always stayed together, but it's breaking down, which is very fun to watch. Enjoy the show. It's very, very fun to watch. This group will become very strong, but not by their own power, Okay, I know it says he, but just work with me here. I believe it's talking about not an individual. It's about this huge network of this cabal, okay? But it's by satanic power, of course. They'll cause a shocking amount of destruction and succeed in everything they do. They will destroy powerful leaders and devastate the holy people. Hello, God's people have been devastated. God's people have been devastated. You know, yes, Obama has done a lot of this and Biden, but I don't really point the finger directly at any one individual. It's a whole cabal of people. We know that now. All right, he will be a master, this Antichrist group, even Soros or whatever. None of them are, it's not them. It's not an individual person. It's this group. He'll be a master of deception and will become arrogant. He will destroy many without warning. He will even take on the Prince of Princes in battle. But he will be broken, though not by human power. What does that tell you? The Lord is delivering us. The Lord will save us from these evildoers. And that, because they're standing up against the Lord. There's no doubt about it. And it says that power was given to him over all tongues. Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, I need to answer that one. So is there any hope? Power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. It sounds like he's, and really what they tell you in the modern teaching about end times is that the beast will rule the world. Well, it doesn't exactly say that. So if you look at very, very closely, it's the power was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All kinds of people, all kinds of different languages. They've been able to control, people all over the world. All kinds of different nations and kindreds and tongues, but not every man, woman, and child, in my opinion. All right, verse 8. All that dwell upon the earth, remember that? The earth dwellers shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before from the foundation of the world. Again, this is the earth dwellers. You aren't an earth dweller. You're a heaven dweller. Remember? You dwell upon in heaven, these who dwell on the earth that are base and working with demons and working with evil and that dwell on not on heavenly things and obeying God, but obeying the satanic forces, the demons that dwell within them. Okay, that's really what it's talking about, because you can tell in the verse, those that dwell upon the earth, those who dwell in this base, who are not following after God, their names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, right? Their names are not. It's one or the other. So verse 12, who actually worships this beast in verse 13:8, these actually worship the beast, these people who literally worship Satan, okay? There's no two ways about it. Either someone worships Satan or they worship God. Now, a lot of people who worship God, they may not know a lot of things about in God's word. They might be completely confused about it a lot, and they might have been very much deceived, because we all have. The issue is, has someone joined in league with Satan to destroy the earth, or are they wanting to have peace on this earth and just everybody get along? Just have peace and safety and happiness for everyone, okay? Or, again, like I said, are they worshiping the beast to follow the devil, the Satan, the dragon, to perpetrate crimes to take over humanity, okay? Pick a side. All right, worship as in obey, follow, give themselves over to. There you go. One or the other. There's no middle ground. Verse 9 of chapter 13, if any man has an ear, let him hear. I find that so interesting at this very point that he's saying that, because remember our Lord Jesus, when he would talk with people, he would say that many times. He would say a very hard saying, and then he would say, and if anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. He knows that you might say something to someone, and they don't have ears to hear it. You might as well be talking another language, because they just don't have the ear to hear it. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It doesn't mean that they worship Satan. It doesn't mean that they're not going to heaven or that they don't love God. If they just don't have the ear to hear it. It's just I'm very thankful that we have ears to hear now, and that we're learning. We don't know everything, but we're learning. We're realizing we're coming out of this matrix of lies. So if anyone has an ear to hear, let him hear. You know, many people are just too brainwashed to understand. How does that help you when you try to red pill people? I think it helps me because I don't feel that I'm obligated to give them ears to hear. My only job is to tell the truth. That's your only job. It really helps to take the pressure off. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. I hope that helps you. Excuse me. I usually have my girlfriends over here talking so I don't have to talk the whole time. Anyway, how can that phrase help us? It'll keep us from being frustrated. Don't be frustrated. Just if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Just go along your merry way. All right, verse 10, he that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. So put this in your own words. In other words, our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is not guns with guns and bullets. Our battle is the Lord's. It's a spiritual battle. We're fighting a spiritual enemy. And whatever, we just trust the Lord in His way and His timing. On all, every step of the way, we trust the plan. And if someone is going to go into captivity, this is part of the plan. Like right now, our wonderful Patriot Bannon is in captivity right now. Our wonderful Navarro was in captivity. This is part of God's plan through all this. Uh-oh. I've got this fan. I'm trying to get some cool air because I'm too hot. Anyway, so if someone's to be killed with a sword, they must be killed with a sword. I just have to trust the Lord's plan. Like with Assange, he was basically in prison for 5 years. You know, this was part of God's plan, and that's all there is to it. So, you know, we just do what the Lord is leading us to do and put the results in His hands, if that means, whatever that means. Because I know the one thing that is the one and only thing that keeps us in peace and in happiness is to just follow Him and trust Him no matter what the outcome, right? I know you guys feel the same way. And if you didn't, you wouldn't have been in here fighting this battle all this time and taking all this guff. You just live and you trust Him, and you know that your true joy comes from following Him. And, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood. All right, verse 11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Okay, so this was the first beast. I believe this is the New World Order, the ones at the top. Okay, this first beast. They're the ones who've been running everything, but they need a lot, and they work with satanic power. As it said, the dragon gives them this power. But they also need a lot of helpers. They need helpers to do this. So this is the second beast. Now you'll notice that this beast gives allegiance to the first beast. Okay, they're not on the same level. I beheld another beast came out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb. But he spake as a dragon. He looks so nice. He looks so, you can trust him. He's out there for your good, right? He's a little lamb, just a little baby lamb. He's so sweet. He's not going to hurt you. He's a lamb. But he speaks as a dragon. Name some of those. As 17 had said on the board, who do people trust the most? They've trusted the mainstream media. They've trusted their doctors. They've trusted their preachers. They've trusted government officials. It's hard. It's super hard when you trusted someone and you think, you know, you'd say, oh, well, I know that person's bad and that person's bad, but this person is my friend. I know that I can trust them. They're, you know, I've been going to this doctor for years. I've been listening to this preacher for years. And you just, no way. You can't even fathom it. You can't even imagine that this person would not be working for your best interest. They're speaking as a dragon. Yeah. Who is this? This second beast. It's not just preachers. It's anyone you you've been putting, we put our trust in, that is used by the first beast, by the New World Order beast, to deceive us and to help lock us down. That's the truth. Verse 12, he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Remember that? That those who dwell therein, those who dwell on the earth, are going to worship this beast. We don't worship this beast. We don't worship this beast by any stretch. We might be forced to do this or forced to do the other, and we can't prevent it. Sorry. But we don't worship the beast. They are trying to cause people to bow down and give their obedience to the satanic forces. And we're like, nope, we're not doing it. We might pay this tax, or we might, you know, have to go to jail or whatever, but we don't give our obedience to these satanic forces. Some people have been deceived or whatever. Deceived is one thing. Tricked, confused, but for someone to knowingly, that's the difference, knowingly worship this first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Again, this satanic force that clearly, these Nazis, right, who were, we thought we were defeated at World War II, but they just proliferated, right? And everyone wonders after them, oh, how could they be so amazing and get away, right? So this second beast that looks like a little lamb, like, man, just so easy, just not going to do anything. He is exercising all this power for what purpose? To cause everyone to bow down and worship the first beast. Okay, I'll give you an example. Just did an example that these, you know, the AMA told everybody under Fauci and the CDC and the WHO told everybody, take this jab. Because they're working for the cabal. Now, some of the doctors maybe did this unknowingly. Some of them maybe knew. I don't know which. You'd have to, you know, find out that for yourself. I think President Trump knows. He has it all. But the point is that whoever is doing all these things knowingly, that's the issue. Or here's another example, is someone who is, you know, these preachers who told you take the jab. Some of them knowingly did it, some of them unknowingly, right? So again, President Trump knows, the good guys, the white hats know. Okay, question number 16, the second beast has the same satanic power, but is not the one who's ruling the earth. They're just an underling, okay? Just like you look at Obama and Biden and even the Bushes, whatever, they aren't really the ones at the top. They aren't the ones who are, they're just the underlings. I'm talking, you know, the first beast is the hidden ones that you never see. But these other ones are the ones who, the second beast are the ones that you see. You see these in positions of the government. You see them in positions in the medical community or the church or whatever, and that they are using these powers for evil. The second beast causes all those on the earth to worship the first beast. So okay, I already gave examples of how they do that. Chapter 13, verse 13. He doeth great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth, in the sight of men, 13 verse 4, and deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of these miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Like, everyone just follow the beast. Everyone follow the beast. Whatever they say, they're saying to, you know, change the girls into boys and the boys into girls, take all these jabs, do all this to go into the wars, take, you know, the money, you know, just on and on and on and on it goes. To follow what they say. And they're doing these miracles. It looks like a miracle that a lot of people just follow, just like little zombies, right? It's a miracle. How, I don't think of a, we're not going to see fire from heaven. It's not about that. I think it's because when they all do it in lockstep, every news outlet, every church, every doctor, every entertainment person, every school, they all do it. It's just come at you from every side. There's no getting away from it. And they're doing these. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. They can get everyone to join in lockstep to do this. And it's because there are people at the top of this little pyramid who are controlling the ones at the bottom. And basically, they have useful idiots in all these positions. Or if someone does step up and say, I'm not going to do that, then they're out. Sayonara. Okay? So this, I believe, is what it's talking about, this great wonder. This fire from coming down from heaven. Yeah, that's an example of that. What I was just saying, this is examples of that. Verse 15, he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause them as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Question 18, how might the second beast give life to the image of the first beast? To speak and to kill? Revelation 13, verse 15. I think this is talking about the modern technology. I really do. I think that, you know, you sit there and you see, I don't think that John could have imagined television or the internet back in the day, but you look at your phone and you've got an image on there that's speaking. He's like, this is an image that speaks, right? You think about it. Here I am, an image that's speaking to you on the screen. You know, you can use it for good, like I am, or people can use it for evil. And they've used this clearly for evil, that they come at us from every side, every direction, to get us to do whatever we are told to do from the beast, okay? From this criminal cabal. Oh, you have to agree that this, that, and the other. You know, you have to agree that homosexuality is wonderful, that changing a child's doing the sexual mutilation for that is wonderful. I mean, it's just outrageous, the things that they've told us to do, that we're like, we can't abide by this. We can't agree to any of this. But they come at us from every side saying that this is all what we are going to do, whether it's the medical community or the church or the government and all these the entertainment industry, education, all that coming from every side. So that's how they think, that's the image that they've given this life to, this image is they are speaking from every direction. And I don't think that John could have even imagined when he's writing this what, you know, TV and the internet would be. The mark of the beast. Okay, now we're going on to the mark of the beast. I believe this is likely the part of the book of Revelation and end times teaching that is used to trick the people the most. I do. I think that this one, because when people are afraid that they're going to, you know, if you take the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell. They have used that to frighten everyone. Oh, is it a chip? Oh, is it a tattoo? Oh, is it a this or that? Is it the jab? It's none of that. It's none of that. But they've got to get us directed onto something else rather than what it truly is. So let's talk about what it truly is. Verses 16 and 17. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Again, symbolism. Revelation is all about symbolism. So this mark is in the right hand or the foreheads, and that no man could buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. What in the world is this talking about? Well, this mark, if it's on your hand, what does your hand do? It's your actions. It's what causes you to do this or that or the other. And what about the forehead? That's what you think. That's where your thought process is, in the forehead. So that you've got this mark in your forehead. All these people, all kinds of people, whether they're small, they're great, they're rich, they're poor, there are people from every walk of life over all the entire creation that have decided to join in league with them and give over their thoughts and give over their actions to this evil system. That's exactly what we've been talking about, that this second beast is causing everyone to do what they're told, to do what the beast tells them to do. to whatever it is. Just leave your brain at the door. Don't worry about what God's word says. Don't worry about what the image of God in your heart says. You just do what we tell you to do. Doesn't matter. Forget whatever you've heard. Forget what you know in your heart to be true. Just do what we tell you to do, because we are the authority. We are God. Okay. So this is what they're trying to tell people. All kinds of people have done this. All kinds of people. You look at who's joined into, you know, we look at these congressmen. You're like, okay, how many of these people have literally sold their soul? How many of these people in Hollywood have literally sold their soul? Right? And that they're all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds. They're rich and slave, rich and poor, free and bond, small and great. All kinds of different people have taken on this mark of evil to join in league to do this evil. They've given themselves over. They've given over their obedience to this system. They have chosen this way of evil. And they've just, you know, you think this awful, like Katy Perry, she's admitted it. I'm not telling you anything she hasn't said from her own mouth, that she chose to go with the dark side. Scary. It's very scary. And when someone does that, it's like they can't even go back, because they blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They've cast out the Holy Spirit. They've taken in demons. They've sold their soul. This is what it means to take the mark of the beast. It's also called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's also called the sin unto death. It's in, I think, 1 John chapter 5. So he's causing these people to sell their souls. That's what this is talking about. Verse 17, that no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You can't get to these positions of authority and power and prestige and status and wealth and what's the other thing? Celebrity, unless you are part of their system. Very, 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 very few have been able to break through without selling their soul. Not all, but most people, in order to break into this and to get the wealth and the power and the celebrity and the status and all this, they've had to sell their soul and be a part of this system, and they're controlled. You'll see it when they come on the TV and they're saying the same thing, you know, in lockstep with the others. You know that they're not speaking from freedom. They're speaking as a puppet. So yeah, this is what verses 16 and 17 are talking about, is those who sold their soul. They've taken this mark so that they can get this wealth and power and prestige. They can buy, they can sell, they can do whatever, because they can get out of jail free card and all of that, because they have taken this mark. Number 19, trying to forget everything you've heard about that mark, and then write in your own words what would be the mark or the identifying aspect of the beast, satanic cabal, which I don't even want to talk about. You know, I hate even to talk about any of this stuff, but when they hurt children, when they do evil, they've sold their soul. When they've hurt an innocent person, when they hurt innocent people, that is a mark of Satan. That's exactly what a demon would instill in someone, would work through someone. Demons go to dwell in a person so that they can work their evil on earth and to be that vessel. Okay. So yeah, if you wrote down pure evil, you're on the right track. Question 20, what would be the most evil thing a human could do? Think demonic and think worldwide. Of course, I would say trafficking children and this cannibalism. That's exactly what these satanic forces would want to do, right? I believe I can't think of anything more evil than that. I don't want to. Anyway, question 21, what would the New World Order cabal have a reason to deceive us about this mark, the mark of the beast? And how would that benefit? Of course they would, because then if you are thinking, oh, it's a chip, you're not thinking about it's someone selling their soul to join in league with this evil cabal. They don't want anyone to think about that. They don't want anybody to think about that. I think this is one of the reasons that I am so, I've been so canceled and censored all this time, because I'm pointing out this is the mark of the beast, that they've joined in league with demons to do evil on the earth. They don't like that I'm bringing that out. So just bring it out more, everybody. We're going to explain it, expose it more and more and more. He says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's what we're doing. Question 22. Would the New World Order cabal allow the true mark of the beast to be broadcast in Hollywood movies and in the mainstream church? That'll be a no. No, that's not what's going to happen. If anyone does, then they're out. And this is why we have maybe a hard time in the modern church. Verse question 23. Those who receive the mark of the beast are punished with eternal damnation. Remember that? Revelation 14, 9 through 10. We just were talking about that they will be punished with eternal fire and torment before the face of the Lamb. If they take this chip, it's an eternal punishment. Certainly that's not a chip. Certainly it's not a tattoo. Certainly it's not a vaccine. The Lord is not going to punish someone eternally for doing that, whether they were coerced or not. That's not what it's about. It's clearly, that's it. That's how you know that the mark of the beast is not a chip. Yeah, that's not, there's no way the Lord would punish someone because they took a vaccine. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's not going to punish them in eternal hell for that. Hello. But he will punish someone in eternal hell if they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and taken in demons, because they've made their choice. Question 24. Revelation 13, verse 16 is not indicating that every man, woman, and child worships the beast, but that all types of people, what types swear allegiance to the beast? Let's see if I can find it. Verse 16, all kinds. Small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, all kinds of people all over the world have joined in league and sold their soul. Okay. Question 25. What does it mean to receive a mark of the beast in the right hand or the forehead? Is it likely a physical mark? No. What do hands symbolize? Actions. What do foreheads represent? Your thoughts. Question 26. Can someone be coerced, forced to take the mark of the beast under coercion, unknowingly? Why or why not? No, because then they would, the Lord is not going to punish someone with eternal fire, as it says that will happen for those who take the mark of the beast, for doing something under coercion. They must do it knowingly and have been saying, agreeing that that's what they want to do by freedom of their own free will. How does someone take the mark of the beast? Yes, think of these evil satanic rituals, which I'm not going to go into, but you can just think of, you know, what's happened at Epstein Island and all the awful things that they've done to children. So these evil satanic rituals, just think of what would be satanic forces would want to do from the pits of hell. Question 28, what is their reward for taking the mark of the beast? Revelation 13, 17, give examples. So verses number 17 says they're able to buy or sell. And so we've talked about that. They were able to get rich and powerful and celebrity status and be able to do whatever they want to do with impunity and have a get out of jail free card. That's what we've seen. P. Diddy, perfect example, right? That's exactly what we've seen, but not for long. Not for long. It's the end times for them. It's the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. Don't forget, this is the book, End Times and 1,000 years of peace. This is the end times for them. That's what it talks about. End times is all about, is the end of their evil schemes and for them to be running the world and doing their evil with impunity. But this is like I said, this is where the books are over on freedomforce.live, and check out the audio books if you haven't listened to them before. It might take 2 or 3 times because we've had all this infiltrate our minds. It takes a while to listen to it and to wash out all the wrong thinking. All right, so verse 18 of chapter 13, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. So check it out. It's the number of a beast, but it's also the number of a man. It's both. Isn't that weird? The Bible says wisdom is needed to understand this. Is it likely that the popular culture and Hollywood and modern theology would accurately define the meaning of 666? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. We're not going to get that. It says wisdom is needed here. We need wisdom. Okay, we need to have the Lord help us to understand this. So let's do it. Now that we've awakened, we understand what's going on. The number of man is 666. I think of this as Adam, that he was created on the sixth day, right? And it's 666. He's a triune being. He's a body, soul, and spirit. This is a number of man. We are, we are the height of creation before the day of rest, before we are his made in God's image, and this is that we were created on that sixth day. So you think of six as a number of man. All right, and how is 666 the number of the beast? I think when we see them flash up the 666 and we see them do all these, the symbolism with the, you see it in the Chrome logo and you see it in the Disney logo and all these different logos, you see the symbolism of the 666. That is their battle cry saying, we're going to use this to destroy righteous humanity. There's the 666 represents righteous humanity. And when they are showing 666, they're saying, we're going to use this to destroy, to spy on, to kill righteous humanity. That's why it's both. It's the number of man and it's the number of the beast, because the beast is using this. They always hijack what's holy. The 666 is holy. They hijacked it to say, we're going to destroy righteous humanity. Question 32, how does the New World Order use that symbolism? As I just gave examples. Question 33, Revelation 13 describes two beasts, one from the sea and one from the earth. These beasts are clearly simultaneous and work together with satanic power to rule humanity. Clearly. See how when we do a study, every chapter, it all fits. We don't have verses left over that don't make sense and it doesn't match with the rest of Revelation or the rest of the whole Bible. It all falls into place. It all makes sense. Those who join forces with them, these evildoers, are greatly rewarded. What are your thoughts about this chapter, you guys? Did you like that? I hope that was helpful for you. We're now at 56 minutes, so I'm glad I was able to do it with under an hour. So we're going to pray, and then we're just going to give thanks to the Lord that he is going to destroy these evil beasts. Thank you so much, Lord, that we are going to win. You're going to destroy these evil beasts. This is your promise. And that you've explained it to us. You've exposed all this information to us. We didn't understand it before, but now you've awakened us so that we understand who we're fighting, this spiritual battle. And Lord, I thank you that we haven't taken that mark, because that pure mark of pure evil, we have taken the mark of your kingdom. We're heavenly beings. We dwell with you in heaven, and we are your righteous humanity, and you are coming to save us. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you. We praise your name that forever you're going to be the king, and you're going to cast these out, and they'll be gone. They'll no longer rule this earth. You say the beast and the false prophet will be cast out and never, ever come out again. We're so thankful that none of these who've joined in league with the demons will ever be able to come out again. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. We give you praise and thanks. I just pray for everyone who's studying. I pray you just help them to piece all this together. Help them to be able to know this information so that they can help others, because it's soon going to be time for everyone who's going to want to know. We just praise you and thank you that you've given us this task. Bless us so that we can bless others. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. We did it. We did it. And next time we'll have our next study. The next one that we do, we'll have Team Melly back with us. But until then, I will talk to you later.